Coming up on Thursday, the UNC Board of Trustees is meeting, and it's going to be a momentous meeting in Chapel Hill because in addition to that regularly scheduled meeting, it will also be Carol Folt's last day on the job as Chancellor of UNC following her decision to step down not even that long ago. It's been a very eventful couple of weeks on the UNC campus, and they got a board meeting coming up in a couple of days. WCHL News Director Blake Hodge joining us here in the studio to talk about what we're expecting at that meeting in a couple of days. Blake, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Aaron. It has been just 2 weeks ago yesterday that the decisions came down that Carol Folt would be stepping down as chancellor. Of course, that timeline got accelerated to be this Thursday instead of the end of the academic year as she had initially planned. And she was also announcing that she was ordering the removal of the Confederate monument known as Silent Sam, the remaining pedestal of that, from the Chapel Hill campus. And the last 2 weeks have gone by quickly in a lot of ways because there's transition as well at the UNC system level. And just to start off as a little bit of background on this, we've gotten a lot of questions from people as to the Board of Trustees meetings that have been going on. They had a couple of emergency sessions, or one special session, I should say, where they met in closed session for a long time, and people were asking if they would be appointing an interim chancellor there. This is a Bill Roper decision, as he is now the interim system president. So he has full authority as to who is going to be announced as the interim chancellor. He said last Friday that he hoped that that would be ready to go and in place by February 1st, which is this Friday, to pick up exactly where Carol Folt's leaving off. So we've got a lot to anticipate over the next couple of days. The Board of Trustee committee meetings are happening throughout the day tomorrow, and then we'll have the full board meeting on Thursday, as you mentioned, Carol Folt.
And I kind of assume that at the end of that board meeting on Thursday, we'll have an announcement of a name. I would be surprised if February 1st came and we still haven't had an announcement. But based on that statement from Bill Roper, at least it sounds like he seems to think that that's a maybe possibility. So what would happen in that instance?
Someone is going to have to run the university.
Right.
So
right.
Provost Bob Lewin would be a candidate that Roper has confirmed as someone that he is considering, even if it is kind of a short-term interim, if he has to have an interim just to continue operations until he appoints someone who may be able to hold that position for a little bit longer period. Whenever he was speaking with reporters after the Board of Governors meeting last Friday, Roper said the length of an interim chancellor could be up to 18 months, but that he hoped it would be a much shorter tenure than that. So someone, like you said, is going to have to be running the operations of the university. We don't know at this point when any sort of announcement will be made as to who exactly that will be.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, and I would imagine probably not until Thursday we would get that announcement.
It would run into some awkward things, you know. Just one thing, how do you want to handle this? How do you want Carol Folt's last Board of Trustees meeting, last day to go? Do you want it to be either go ahead and announce it ahead of time so that we're not asking her that question, I guess, during the trustee meeting, or if you want to hold off on announcing it until after she's already spoken to the media and everything else that's going to come along with that to allow for her to kind of have that day without it being overshadowed, or if that would further complicate things, and just identifying who meets all of the criteria that Roper has laid out for who he will be looking for.
This is going to sound like a joke question, but it's not. He's not authorized to name Carol Folt as the interim chancellor, is he? Does he have the authority to ask her to stick around for an extra week or something like that?
I mean, theoretically, he has the authority to appoint whoever he would like to appoint. I don't anticipate that being he's going to appoint. He's negotiating the exit package with Carol Folt right now for her to leave the university. I can't imagine any situation where she's here past January 31st. But you know, he laid out a few things that he was looking for. A well-known entity was his quote, a well-known entity in North Carolina, I should add on to that. So someone that's known in the state, and in particular, I guess, higher education in the state, that kind of automatically limits your choices down, and somebody that's ready to go from day one and is going to manage this situation as well as I guess they can hope for it to be managed, because there are going to be a lot of eyes on this. I think that at least the higher education world in North Carolina looked at the Board of Governors appointing Bill Roper as the interim system president as kind of a manageable scenario. He is a well-known entity in North mm-hmm. Carolina and himself, especially in the higher education world. So kind of a best-case scenario for a lot of people in that way. Whether they can do that again at the campus level remains to be seen. There aren't a ton of people on that list who check a lot of those boxes.
So again, we're speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, and we're talking about the Board of Trustees meeting, which is going to be on Thursday. Committee meetings Wednesday, full meeting Thursday. Thursday is also Carol Folt's last day on the job as chancellor. And obviously, Carol Folt's last day on the job as chancellor and the possibility of a replacement being announced, it's what most people are going to be following that meeting for. What else is going to be on the agenda for the meeting?
Yes, they've got a couple of things. Nothing groundbreaking on their full board agenda. They've got a couple of things that are going to be starting in the process in terms of the Carol Hall addition that the Don Curtis Foundation funded, gave a $21 million gift not long ago with that as a big portion of it. They've got a few of those kind of standard things. This will certainly be the story of the day and see if we get any information leading up to that. We do have the personnel committee meeting tomorrow morning. Faculty executive committee is holding a meeting tomorrow as well, and we are at least anticipating that Roper could be a part of that discussion. He met with that group on Friday as well, and they asked him to come back and talk with them this week. And I asked him last week, you know, you're still meeting with people and trying to take considerations in, but you're also approaching that deadline pretty
quickly. Right.
And, his response was, nobody is more aware of that time crunch than me. So,
and we should say he has been having a lot of these meetings, right? He met with the Board of Trustees, and I assume that conversation was them giving feedback to him, I'm sure, on what they wanted. He's met with faculty members. He's met with students. So he's met with a lot of stakeholders on campus.
And I am curious how you take that feedback and make a decision in this short time frame where Harry Smith told us 2 weeks ago today, whenever they moved her timeline up from the end of the academic year to the end of the month, he told us at that point the Roper had already been on the phone with people about potentially filling that role. So we've talked about this a couple of times with complex issues on the campus of trying to, you know, take feedback in while also making a plan and progressing forward with that, because the timeline is quickly approaching. So there's a lot of factors there.
31st is Thursday. That's the board meeting. Carol Folt's last day on the job. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.
Thank you.